Welcome to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson, where we decode the cultural signals, platform shifts, and digital trends that drive attention and conversion. I'm Greg, professor, serial entrepreneur, and marketing strategist, and each episode, I share insights and cultural playbooks to help you win in the attention economy. Today's show is called Building a Culturally Fluent Brand. Let's dive in. Your competitors aren't just copying your product features anymore. They're stealing your cultural moments. While you're optimizing click-through rates, culturally fluent brands are capturing entire communities and converting at 3 times higher rates. Today, we're exploring why cultural intelligence is the new competitive moat in digital marketing. Here's what most brands get wrong about culture. Cultural fluency isn't about jumping on trends. It's about reading the room before the room knows what it's feeling. Think about it this way. Brands that move at culture's speed launch campaigns when conversations are forming, not when they're trending on Twitter. The window between cultural emergence and cultural saturation, that's your profit zone. The data backs this up. Research shows culturally aligned campaigns generate 60% higher engagement and 40% better conversion rates. But here's the framework that changes everything. Stop asking, what do we want to say? Start asking, what does this community need to hear right now? Listen for cultural tensions, identify your brand's authentic voice in that space, then activate through community, not just content. Now, let me share how to operationalize this. Set up 3 daily cultural monitoring touchpoints: emerging social conversations, shifts in search behavior, and changes in community language. Create campaign variants that can deploy within 48 hours when cultural moments align with your brand values. Most importantly, measure cultural resonance, not just reach. Track saves, shares, and community-generated responses. Let's look at Spotify Wrapped's cultural genius. Spotify didn't just create a year-end summary, they built a cultural ritual that turns individual data into shared identity. They recognized that music streaming data could become social currency, tapping into the human need for self-expression and community belonging. The campaign succeeds because it operates at culture's speed, personal enough to feel authentic, shareable enough to drive organic reach, and timed perfectly when people naturally reflect and share. The result? Billions of organic impressions and a marketing moment competitors still can't replicate. Here's your 48-hour cultural action plan. This week, identify 1 cultural conversation happening in your audience's world that aligns with your brand values. Create 1 piece of content that adds genuine value to that conversation. Don't just reference it, contribute to it. Deploy it while the conversation is warm and measure community response, not vanity metrics. Cultural fluency transforms marketing from interruption to invitation, from trying to capture attention to earning community membership. When your brand moves at culture's speed, you don't just grow market share, you grow cultural influence. And cultural influence? That's the compound interest of modern marketing. Thanks for listening to Move at the Speed of Culture with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found value here, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more marketers capture attention and drive growth. Stop guessing. Turn cultural noise into campaigns that convert with the Cultural Intelligence Report.